We did receive some economic data this week that certainly underscores the weakness that we are seeing in the growth rate in the third quarter. Now, we certainly have been seeing reductions in the estimated annualized growth rate for the third quarter economic growth in the United States in recent weeks. And that data has been ongoing and it's been consistently lowering. And now we had some supportive data coming out this week. For example, on Friday, we received a retail sales report for the month of August. That is one of the three full months in the third calendar quarter that'll go into the gross domestic product computation. And the retail sales data for the month of August showed a decline, actually a decline in retail sales, no growth at all. They were down 0.2%. Now, if you take a look at retail sales minus autos and gasoline, that was a figure that was actually, again, no growth at all, negative 0.1%. So certainly we saw softness in the retail sales report that came out for the month of August. Now, the question is, to what extent did the hurricane that struck Houston, Texas in particular, how much of an effect did that have on retail sales activity? Because obviously there was a dramatic shift in retail sales activity in the greater Houston area, which is a very, very large marketplace as a result of the hurricane intrusion. So the storm situation in August with the Hurricane Harvey and Houston, Texas in particular, but other areas down there, but especially the greater Houston area, certainly had some impact on sales activity. And on top of that, when the September data comes out in another month, we have to recognize that Hurricane Irma and the impact that it had, the dramatic impact that it had in the state of Florida, in many areas of the state of Florida, certainly that's going to be a factor too in potentially in the retail sales data that will come out in September. It'll have to factor in Hurricane Irma. So you've had two rather severe storms in the Category 4, Category 5 area, among the most severe of hurricanes that have struck, one in August, Hurricane Harvey, mainly in Texas, but also in Louisiana. And in September, Hurricane Irma, mainly in Florida. Most of the damage by far was in Florida, where there was some devastation in some sections, especially in South Florida and out onto the Keys. So you have all of this coming into the equation, and that definitely has had a negative impact. Now, it is true that when you get this type of devastation, as you have had in both Harvey and Irma, that after the initial devastation, you go through a period of rebuilding. And that period of rebuilding can be a positive going forward, but not in the immediate quarter. So we have that. Now, we also had the industrial production figure that came out this week. It came out on Friday, and that also showed a drop. Not only was there no growth, this thing is going south. We had industrial production month-on-month change down 0.9%. In the manufacturing sector, we had the manufacturing figure down 0.3%. So in all of these categories, we had losses. We had a reduction in retail sales, a reduction in production, a reduction in manufacturing, all of that in the month of August. And I might say that I think that you have to be open to the fact that in the case of August, Hurricane Harvey could be said to have had some impact on those figures. I think that's a reasonable assumption, and I think it explains why we have seen the increase in the jobless claims figure that came out on Thursday of this past week, where the jobless claims figure jumped to 298,000. Now, look how much above the four-week moving average that is. The four-week moving average, which is a very important figure, is sitting at around 250,000, and yet the weekly number last week jumped to 298,000. Now, why is that? Well, that has to do with Hurricane Irma and its impact in Florida, because no question about it, we had an increase in claims in the state of Florida, initial claims as a result of Hurricane Irma. And we had previously seen an increase coming in out of Texas as a result of Hurricane Harvey. So these storms, when they are this powerful and they have this type of an impact, they certainly can also have an impact on the data that we're getting forward here on a specific month. And in this case, we have 2 months now that have been impacted by storms. We have August Harvey and we have September Irma. And we have a lot of the data out of August, and it is weak. And we're attributing some of that to Harvey, and we can certainly expect the possibility of seeing that in September. And we would attribute that to Irma. And frankly, I think this is going to be a factor in the Federal Open Market Committee meeting this coming Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington. And I think this will be something that will be recognized. Whether it's recognized in the statement remains to be seen. That's not important. But I think it will be recognized by Federal Open Market Committee members, both the governors and also the bank presidents that are on the committee this year in the rotation. I think it'll be seen as something that certainly could have a short-term negative impact on the economy. That would just be common sense.